Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness. This is day 27 of the letters of John. Today's title is Sin is Lawlessness. Adrian Rogers said, "Sin is not just breaking God's laws, it's breaking His heart." Our text today is 1 John 3, verses 4 through 6. "Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared in order to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen Him or known Him." John says that sin is lawlessness. In other words, everyone who sins breaks the law. Every time we sin, we break a law that God has made. Sin always violates His standards. Therefore, every sin is an act of lawlessness. Wesleyan scholars David Case and David Holdren give the following explanation for John's statement that sin is lawlessness. In this one statement, the writer uses two Greek terms, hamartia and anomia, to describe aspects of sin. This statement helps us discuss and deal with sin because it gives a clear understanding of what John meant by sin in hamartia. For John, sin did not include mistakes and human blunders. It's true that some of the Greek words translated sin suggest a wide scope of weaknesses, misdirection, and wrongdoing, but not in this epistle. When the writer references the term most often used for sin, that is, hamartia, he is writing about lawlessness. For him, the sin of greatest concern is the inclination, the attitude, the conscious rebellious determination to do what is wrong. The rebellious sin is the kind for which there is clear and full deliverance in this life. A person does not need to live a lifetime with the heart of a rebel. In the partnership of consecration and cleansing, where we come together with God, a person can become brand new in intention, attitude, and behavior. Our consecration, or full surrender to God, is the beginning of a whole new journey with God in sanctification. We can forever leave behind that in-your-face attitude and replace it with a deep and abiding desire for what God wants for our lives. This is the way to live. The cleansing of the sin nature is a portion of the great theology of holiness. After clearly stating that sin is lawlessness, John reminds his leaders of a truth they already knew. Jesus Christ appeared to take away sins. Take away is the same verb used by John the Baptist when he saw Jesus and proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." In 1 John 2:28 and 3:2, John uses the word "appears" to refer to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Here, in verse 5, he uses it to refer to His first coming. Jesus Christ did not come to this earth primarily to give us moral teaching or an example. Although He did those things, His main reason for coming was to take away our sins by paying the penalty that we deserved in His own body on the cross. The only way that Jesus could pay for our sins and satisfy what God required was to be completely sinless Himself. So John adds, "And in Him there is no sin." Jesus' virgin birth through the Holy Spirit saved Him from original sin. He lived in complete obedience to God, so that even His enemies could find no fault in Him. He offered Himself as a spotless lamb on the sacrificial altar of a wooden cross. His sacrifice would be the final and complete sacrifice for our sins. If you know these truths, then John's conclusion in 1 John 3:6 is inescapable. It reads, "No one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Consider these questions. What are your thoughts on the phrase, practicing lawlessness when it comes to your sin? Why is John's phrase, no one who keeps on sinning, in 1 John 3:6 so important? How does the understanding of sin from the word hamartia, to miss the mark, explain your sinful nature? In what ways have you witnessed Jesus taking your sins away? Thanks again for joining us. Have a blessed day.